The Montana Public Service Commission turned to remote teleconferencing in late March to maintain social distancing during the coronavirus. The commission has been using the popular Zoom platform to hold public meetings. At a Tuesday regular meeting, Representative Mary Ann Dunwell was giving public comment on Northwestern Energy's application to buy an added share in the Colstrip Coal-Fired Power Plant Unit 4 when someone interrupted her. She'd been saying how vital it was to be transparent with ratepayers.
Because they will shoulder the cost, especially if you grant the pre-approval. It'll be all passed on, all the costs.
You'll shoulder your mom.
Seen and unforeseen.
The unidentified interrupter continued.
No one wants to hear you.
The FBI released a warning about the rising trend of Zoom bombing when someone interrupts a teleconference. It's become a problem across the country as more and more people, school districts, and government groups turn to remote meetings. When it came time for the commission to consider Northwestern's purchase proposal, PSC Counsel Zach Regala suggested commissioners postpone.
Unfortunately, we think it's necessary to delay this work session given the problems with opportunity for public comment and participation.
Regala said PSC members had to reconnect using a separate number that had not been publicly advertised, which prevented further public comment unless people with comments reached out directly. PSC has experienced a number of issues with public comment, including connectivity issues, members failing to put phones on mute, and general miscommunication. Regala says he's gotten complaints from members of the media and legislators. The PSC on Tuesday delayed a number of items for unrelated reasons and set terms and costs for developer CED Wheatland Wind's 75-megawatt wind farm. Northwestern is required by law to buy the energy, but turned to the PSC to help it set terms and conditions. PSC favored Northwestern on most points, including shooting down CED's requested carbon cost on the project. Northwestern argued that it would have to build a new transmission line for the development, which CED argued Northwestern and its ratepayers should pay for. The PSC said the developer, CED, would have to pay that cost. This project is one of a handful also in the queue to use an existing transmission line, which is what would necessitate a new one. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.